I love that tune. Great tune written by Bobby Watson, alto saxophonist. And it was here played in an arrangement by Bob Hammer by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. And is more or less, I guess, the title tune from this album, The Wheels Are Turning. The tune is titled Wheel Within a Wheel. And listed on the back here is just Wheel, at any rate. It's a great tune by Bobby Watson, arranged by Bob Hammer, and played by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, with solos by Nathaniel Paul Schleimer, the alto saxophonist. Bill Anthony was heard on trombone, and Eric Verlinde was the pianist. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Got a little special treat this part of the show here today. We're going to hear a couple of tunes recorded at a gig in 1960. This goes back to a performance that took place at Jack's Tavern on 4th Avenue, I think just under the Yesler Overpass. Jack's Tavern, January 14th, 1960. On the stand was the Bob Wynn Quintet. Bob Wynn on alto sax is heard here with Gerald Bashir on tenor sax. He also plays conga drums often when he's not on tenor. And Bob Nixon on piano, Milt Jarrett on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. This rhythm section was the core of Seattle jazz scene at the time. I arrived just a year later, and all these guys were very active on the scene at that time. We'll hear a couple of tunes by this group. The first one is a rarely heard gem written by Harold Land. And this is the Bob Wynn Quintet at Jack's Tavern in 1960, playing Harold Land's tune, Land's End. Thank you. That's the Bob Wynn Quintet playing at a place called Jack's Tavern in Seattle in 1960. Bob Wynn was the alto saxophonist, and Gerald Brashear was on tenor sax and playing congas often when he's not on tenor sax. Bob Nixon was the pianist, Milt Jarrett on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. I like that tune. It's called Land's End. It was written by Harold Land. Popular group of musicians around that time. As I said, I just arrived in town about a year later, but they were all very much on the scene at that time. I remember booking them a number of times for the old Seattle Jazz Society gigs. Bob Wynn on alto sax, and our thanks to Bob Wynn's grandson, Wes Davis, who got us the recordings. So we'll hear another tune from this same set. This was at Jack's Tavern on 4th Avenue, where Yesler crosses it. I was never in the spot myself, but sounds like a place where things were happening there. Here is the same group with Bob Wynn, Gerald Brashear, Bob Nixon, Milt Jarrett, and Bill Richardson doing a tune which was popular around this time as a jam session tune. This one stretches out a bit. This is their version of the tune, Walkin', Walkin', with the Bob Wynn Quintet. Thank you. That's the Bob Wynn Quintet in 1960, recorded at a place called Jack's Tavern on 4th Avenue at Yesler in Seattle, near the Pioneer Square area. Bob Wynn on alto sax with Gerald Brashear on tenor sax and conga drums when he wasn't playing tenor. Bob Nixon was the pianist, Milt Jarrett on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums. These were guys who were pretty active around this time in the late 50s and early 60s. The tune, I'm sure you know, Walkin'. And our thanks to Wes Davis, Bob's grandson, for the CDs from the original tapes. Interesting to listen to these guys back in 1960. Bob Wynn Quintet at Jack's Tavern I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on KNKX. Next up is a tune from a new recording, also with two saxes, alto and tenor, but an organ trio backing them up. This is from a new album by Corey Weeds called O Sole Mio, which is Italian or Italian-themed songs, and songs by Italian composers that don't have that much to do with Italy. So we'll hear Corey Weeds on alto sax, Eric Alexander on tenor, Mike LaDon is the organist, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, the New York rhythm section. We'll hear a tune by Henry Mancini. This is Mr. Lucky. Thank you.
something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, how can it be you got the power to hypnotize me?
Great Cole Porter tunes, both music and lyrics, about veering nearly out of control in a romantic relationship. Kelly Johnson singing You Do Something to Me, John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums from Kelly's most recent album, Something Good. And before that, the recent one from Corey Weeds, recorded in Vancouver with a New York rhythm section. That was Mike LaDon on organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, Joe Farnsworth on drums, with Corey Weeds on alto sax and Eric Alexander on tenor, though he's originally from the Northwest, Olympia. He's been a longtime resident of New York by now, and Chicago before that. The tune, Mr. Lucky, by Henry Mancini, from the album O Sole Mio, music from the motherland, Italian songs, and songs by Italian composers. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Bill Anschel coming up next. This is from his album Rumbler. As a matter of fact, this piece is a solo piece, but it begins with some rumbles. It's a beautiful composition by Duke Ellington that I think I first became aware of in Bill Evans' recording. And then when I heard Ellington's solo piano, I realized how little Bill Evans added to Ellington's original voicings on this piece. It's really a piece that looks far ahead at the time it was written by Duke Ellington. And it's called simply Reflections in D, solo piano from Bill Anschel.
Thank you.
Jay Thomas on trumpet with a 9-piece band arranged by Oliver Grunewald in Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust, with verse. And before that, Bill Anschel, solo piano in a piece by Duke Ellington, Reflections in D, from Bill Anschel's Rumbler album. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our music here on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time. We also have a podcast available at jazznw.org. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedral Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.